Climate and COVID theater. There is no global climate emergency. It is a well-known, widely accepted reality, unless you're a popular pandering expert, an in-group shill celebrity, or drinking a lot of panic Kool-Aid. There are profits to be made, especially with the unfixable, ambiguous infinity of climate change and everything it entails. There are policies to impose on the people. Fascists are waiting for their moment in the spotlight. Many World Economic Forum graduates, who are currently engaged in a wildly successful sham of COVID theater, are eager to ramp up the batshit crazy climate change nonsense. Just as the plandemic was decades in the making, culminating in mass psychosis caused by a fictitious contagion, so is the rabid global warming or climate change cult and its legions of devoted followers. They will do whatever it takes to frighten as many people as possible, regardless of truth, integrity, facts, or logic. It's a difficult time to seek reason and engage in healthy dialogue and debate. 2 years of intense propaganda and constant polarization by public officials and the media have frayed all of our nerves. It has probably tested all of us in every way. Moving forward, it will be critical to cultivate the compassionate consciousness that this epochal transition requires of our civilization. We can get there, and quickly, as evidenced by the way millions have organized recently to come together and generate a sea change of positive momentum. With trucks, no less. Truly remarkable and memorable times. Stand up. Be heard. Take an active role. Witness the unifying power of people who care so deeply that they are willing to give up their livelihoods, time, and resources to ensure that the right thing is done for the greater good. Sometimes the line is blurry. We can see clearly now. Hold the line. There will be more challenges ahead. Fake disasters are among them.